U.S. lawmakers unveiled the final version of a massive annual defense bill Thursday, which defies several of President Donald Trump's demands. It would flout Trump's plans to withdraw troops from Germany and Afghanistan and contradict his wishes to keep the names of Confederate generals on U.S. military bases. It sets the stage for a veto fight in Trump's final weeks in office over a major $740 billion piece of legislation, which has been passed every year since 1961. The National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, addresses pay concerns for U.S. troops, aircraft and ship purchases, as well as how to deal with rivals like China and Russia. This year's bill would prevent Trump from slashing the number of active-duty troops in Germany and Afghanistan below a certain level. Trump had also vowed to veto the bill because of a provision to strip the names of Confederate leaders from U.S. military bases, which passed with both Republican and Democrat support. And already this week, he'd insisted he will veto if the NDAA does not repeal legal protections for big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter, which he accuses of stifling conservative voices. The final bill did not include such a provision, as lawmakers said it has nothing to do with the military and should not be used to stop an important defense bill. Committee aides say they expect the House will pass the bill early next week, sending it to the Senate before going to Trump. They say it will be difficult to override a veto, with Congress in session only until the end of the year.